Oldies 1450 WTHU, the Timinator here. And with the 4th of July coming up, I thought this was a great local story. A local bar out by me in Virginia, in Herndon, Virginia, called Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, made an amazing mural recently, honoring so many people for so many reasons. Here to talk about that is Jimmy Cerrito, the owner of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Jimmy, thanks so much for hanging out today.
What's happening, Mr. Tim? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you all had the memorial fundraiser recently. Tell me about that and how did this all get started?
Yep. So thank you very much for checking into it, everybody. It was an ongoing idea that finally came to fruition. Thank you to Meg and Eric from makingeverythinggood.org. So you got to see their website, or you can go to our website, jimmystavern.com, and click on Memory Lane Mural. It was painted by Whole Heart Murals, and her name is Megan Bogue and her team, and they're amazing as well. And it just kind of came together where Making Everything Good asked if I would allow them to use the side of our building for a mural to help raise money for first responders, for military, for survivors of sexual and domestic violence. And I, you know, and you can't say no. It's amazing to be able to help. And a lot of people are coming through and sponsoring this mural. And Tim, this is an ongoing fundraiser. This fundraiser doesn't stop. People can go onto the website. It's an interactive website. And they can donate anywhere from $1 to $1 million, whatever people can afford. You can buy a star. You can feed the goose, which is our mascot. You can pet the dogs, which are Meg and Eric's service dogs and therapy dogs. And please, everybody, when you get time, sit down in front of your cell phone or in front of your PC, your iPad, whatever you got, and go to jimmystavern.com, click on Memory Lane Mural, or go to makingeverythinggood.org, and you'll see how it works. It's absolutely amazing, and Jimmy's is blessed for it, and God bless our military and first responders and their families.
And you guys had an unveiling last Friday, ribbon cutting everything. Tell us how that went.
Meg put out a press release, and it circulated around. We had some good publicity from it. Able to mention NBC4 was there, and thank you to all of them, and thank you to all of you guys. The mayor was there. The chief of police was there. We had local town council there, and probably 50 or more people came in. First responders were there, military were there. And you know what else was cool, Tim, is that they invited, a few days before the mural was actually finished, they invited military members and firefighters and police officers to come and help paint the mural. So they all got to do their part in painting the mural. When you look at this mural, you'll see the American flag on there has different colors. It's not just red, white, and blue. It's got all the stripes that represent the military, the firefighters, the police officers, doctors and nurses, the 911 operators, and which I'm forgetting the gray one, which is the prison guards. So it represents all of these super awesome, brave human beings that typically go towards the danger when guys like you and I are hiding under the bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a great ribbon cutting. It was really, really cool. My wife, Maureen, and I were proud to be part of it.
And speaking of that, tell us, what does that mean to have this mural over at Jimmy's and for the community? What does it mean for the community?
I think when people walk into our beer garden, which Jimmy's has been there since 1997, but we didn't get the beer garden open until 2018. And we started this little lane, and we call it Memory Lane. And in that lane, in the ground, are bricks that people purchase in honor of their loved ones that have gone before us. Some of those bricks are military members, first responders. Some are just, you know, good friends of ours. Some of them have actual ashes underneath them. So that lane has already had like a significant meaning to it since 2018. And unfortunately, it's, you know, it's growing. I hate to say it, but we've been adding too many bricks recently. And anyone can get involved with that. When they do purchase the brick, that's a different fundraiser, but we donate to different charities. And of course, we'll be donating to Making Everything Good right now. But when the people walk through that alley now, they have the bricks underneath their feet. And then on the wall right next to them, they have this incredible mural that commemorates our brave soldiers and first responders. So. It'll make you cry when you walk down that alley. I'm trying to hold it back right now because it's really cool.
Well, Jimmy, that is absolutely amazing. I love that. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. That's Jimmy's Old Town Tavern out in Herndon, Virginia. Jimmy, thanks so much for this. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for putting up that mural. Go check it out, and we will talk again soon, okay?
WTHU 1450 Cool Oldies. Thanks for having me.
Stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.